With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Amid ongoing missiles and airstrikes, the progress of diplomatic efforts remain lost in the fog of war.
Now, we heard from U.S. President Donald Trump. He said that there were talks going on between Washington and Tehran. Now, Tehran has denied this, but in the last day, we have seen an increased flurry of activity that involves Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi calling a series of countries around the region. And officials have described Pakistan, Egypt, and Turkey really leading the charge and trying to get some forward momentum on what Trump said.
That's correspondent John Gambrill reporting. Secretary of State Marco Rubio embarks on a trip to France this week, trying to sell the importance of the Iran war to skeptical G7 allies.
Rubio will attend a group of seven foreign ministers meeting near Versailles outside of Paris on Friday to advance key U.S. interests and discuss shared security concerns and opportunities for cooperation. The State Department said in a statement, areas of focus will include the Russian-Ukraine war, the situation in the Middle East, and threats across the world to peace and stability. Nearly all of the other G7 nations, Britain, Canada, France, Germany, Italy, and Japan, have reacted coolly at best to U.S.-Israeli military operations against Iran and have declined to participate. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Confusion reigned at New York's LaGuardia Airport Sunday night when air traffic controllers allowed fire trucks across an active runway to assist a grounded jetliner.
Yeah, I know I was here. I tried to reach out to my stuff, and we were dealing with an emergency earlier, and I messed up.
That controller's comments, courtesy of liveatc.net, investigators stress it's too early to speculate about the exact cause of the collision that left the two pilots dead.
What I'm going to tell you is we are world-renowned investigators, but we deal in facts. And if we are not able to verify those yet, and we haven't been able to...
NTSB Chairwoman Jennifer Homendy. This is SRN News. Disturbing documents from the CIA, and we get a report from Michael Harrington.
According to a report by America First Legal, during the Biden years, the spy agency was deeply concerned about so-called white extremism in the U.S., and concluded that, quote, traditional motherhood and homemaking were indicators. AFL points to a Biden-era CIA document titled Women Advancing White Violent Extremist Radicalization and Recruitment. AFL says, quote, an agency with critical intelligence responsibilities was spending its resources targeting women promoting motherhood. Michael Harrington reporting.
There are races in 30 states this year for attorney general, and groups that support those candidates are spending big money. Pro-life advocates try to help Republicans win. A number of GOP attorneys general have tried to go after out-of-state medical providers who prescribe abortion pills via telehealth services. This is SRN News. Oklahoma's governor has picked an energy executive to fill the vacant U.S. Senate seat through the end of the year. Here's correspondent Greg Clugston.
Republican Governor Kevin Stitt appointed Alan Armstrong to finish the Senate term of Mark Wayne Mullen, the new Homeland Security Secretary. The governor had pledged to pick a conservative voice to fill Mullen's seat. Mullen, who was confirmed this week to take over DHS, would have been up for re-election in November. Armstrong's time in Congress will be temporary because under Oklahoma law, he must agree to not run for a full term this fall. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Signs of a possible compromise that could end the stalemate over funding for Homeland Security. The plan being discussed would authorize funding for much of the DHS, including TSA airport workers have been working without pay now for several weeks, but Democrats would still withhold funds from Immigration and Customs Enforcement. More on these stories at SRNNews.com.